Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Taking over.
Let's go.
It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks.
You and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
All right, coast to coast, hour number two, baby. They asked me, my guy Will here said, does Mafia really crank you on the wrist with two fingers soaking wet and punish you like that with the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I said, yes, he does. Also, one thing that I taught him a long time ago was the shoulder punch. Do you remember when you were a kid, Carver High, and you used to do the full-on 100-mile-an-hour shoulder punch with your friends?
Yes, that hurt a lot.
I
did the hurting, actually.
I did that to family members as well, the shoulder punch that leaves the massive bruising on the shoulder blade. Mafia does that one to me as well. So here we go. Scott Wetzel with us in the world headquarters down in the Renaissance at Versa on the fifth floor. Great hotel, great studio, great bar and restaurant. I was there on Pain-Free Friday doing a show. We'll do it there every Friday. I got to tell you, Scotty Wetzel, I like the action in that room. Beyond the Mater D's and the just the people in there partying, like the Ranger fans, and I'm assuming Knick fans, the place is packed. And, I mean, there was just a lot of action going on in there. I mean, there was women just coming out of the woodwork in that place and just people spending money and eating and drinking and partying. And I saw people ice skating out the window. You look right out there and see the garden. That place is jumping, Scotty Wetzel. I got an idea. So am I not getting Scott? It must be me. It must be me. Anyway.
We'll get Scotty in.
All right.
Well, guys, can you hear me?
Oh, there he is. All right, Scott. Never mind. I got you. So never mind at this point. We'll go to Scott later. That was already, you know what that was? That was high cheese, and we swung at it. You know, when they come in with that 98-mile-an-hour gas heater up by the chin, and you just swing, hoping that it doesn't hit you in the face? That's what that was. One of those high cheese heaters. I got an idea. Let's get an update with Carver High.
Sports Grid News Update.
All right, Scotty, Super Bowl 54 yesterday in Miami. The Chiefs with the big comeback, a 21-point fourth quarter. They beat the Niners 31-20. The Chiefs, all three games in the postseason, came back from 10-plus down. Patrick Mahomes is your MVP. The odds are already out if you're looking to bet on next year's Super Bowl winner. The Chiefs are 6-1 favorite to repeat as champs. NCAA AP top 25. The Baylor Bears are once again in the top spot. They grabbed 49 out of the 65 first place votes. The rest of the top five, Gonzaga, Kansas, San Diego State, and Louisville, all sitting there in the top five. Reports saying that the Rockets are looking to shop center Clint Capella. They've been talking to a bunch of Eastern Conference teams. They're looking at possible three-team trade possibilities. Anything that would help him acquire an impact wing player with a couple of draft assets. Tonight in the NBA, plenty of action. Let's do the early stuff. Pacers -5.5 hosting the Mavericks, total 212.5. The Warriors are into D.C. to take on the Wizards. Wizards -6, total 235. The Knicks in Cleveland, the Cavaliers -2 right now, total up to 216. Magic are -5 road favorite in Charlotte against the Hornets. The Celtics are also a -5 road favorite in Atlanta against the Hawks, 229.5 total there. And the game of the night in Miami, Heat, -3 against the 76ers, total at 212. College hoops, No. 8 Florida State host UNC. Cole Anthony is back over the weekend for the Tar Heels. Seminoles -9 right now. No. 3 Kansas -14.5 hosting Texas. And the No. 1 Baylor Bears, they visit Kansas State. The Bears are -7.5 right now. Late night on the NHL, Stars minus 135 in New York at the Garden against the Rangers. Toronto hosting the Panthers, they're minus 190 right now. And the Flyers are heading into Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Right now, the Flyers minus 210. I'm Carver High with a Sports Grid update. Want the edge? Get on the grid.
Hey, Carver High, what was it? Was it Sunday that there were, because there's three tonight, right? And was it Sunday there was three as well? I hit those three games.
Yes, you had the Penguins beating the Capitals.
Right.
You had the Hurricanes beat Vancouver, I believe.
That's right, in a shootout.
And you had the Columbus win over Montreal.
I did.
Sunday action in the NHL.
So I rocked the triple there. And then tonight, there's three more, right? They're doing another
triple shot.
Panthers, Leafs in Toronto. And then Stars, Rangers at the Garden. And then Flyers, Red Wings at in the Motor City. So Scott Wetzel joins us. I was saying before, Scott, that you know, Friday night there was a Ranger game, right, at the Garden, and I was just, it was the first time I'd ever done the TV show at Versa in the studio down there in the Renathon, and I got to tell you, I mean, I saw a lot of potential for me to get a divorce in that bar. I mean, honestly, there was, I mean, they were just crawling out of the woodwork in that place. It was packed with people, and I mean, smoke shows, and there was a lot of money changing hands, and I just saw just tremendous amounts of people partying and throwing down and checking us out on TV. And then, Carver, I tell him, tell Wetzel, when we walked out of that studio at 9 Eastern, we got mugged by fans.
It was unbelievable.
We were taking pictures with women. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't get a movie role in like a porno or something.
It was awesome. I loved every second.
There's a lot happening. Stop, what do you think of that place down there?
Half the time, Scott, they'll just walk right into the studio. Yeah, they'll walk right into the studio, Dory. You'll notice that, too. You know, there's so many people. It's a great atmosphere. They get the bars, and they got all the TVs and everything where you can see all the games. And then you mentioned the MILFs are all over the place. And half the time, they'll just walk right in. You'll be doing the middle of a show and just like, hey, can I be on TV? It's like, well, I guess so. You're on it now, so why not?
Hey, now wait. Do you have they chased you down the street yet on 35th when you leave the studio after you do the show? Is there are there MILFs chasing Scotty Wetzel down the block?
No, by the time we leave, they're already moved on to bigger and better things. Unfortunately, you know, if we could have a little like 10-minute break, and it all takes for me, we could do it in the middle of the show. But no, by the time I leave, they've moved on.
I got to work with your boy Smitty the other night in the Versus Studios. We had a really good time. And by the at the start of the show, Carver, I tell him what I did. Before I went on the air, I drank a gigantic, enormous double espresso, piping hot.
You were gassed up.
I chugged it down, and literally my mouth was on fire. Oh. And then I went on the air, and I was lit like a rocket ship for the entire 2 hours. It was awesome.
You were so gassed up at that point that, I mean, the first break, I think, Smitty and Kevin Walsh kind of looked at me, and they were like, is he like this all the time? And I said, get used to it. He's like this all the time.
Right.
That's exactly what he
said. So I did the whole show lit, and then we had a great show. And I just remember being jacked up doing that show, Scotty Wetzel. Like you get with your picks, you get all fired up. I have to tell you, Scott, here's the secret. When I watch games that I'm losing bets, KW, Kevin, he brought up that he had seen me have a bad beat one night at CBS Sports Radio. He was there working. It didn't take long for him to want to jump off a roof working in that place, the morgue. And he saw me one night lose a bad beat. And he said I came out of the studio cussing and throwing things and screaming and yelling. And he said I was right because it was like the worst play ever. What was the game again, Carver? I with the Redskins?
That was the Redskins-Steelers opening Monday night game a few years ago, okay. The early game.
And I got burned on like a kickoff fumble or something,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. There was a play. They did one of those plays at the end where they were throwing it around the field. And
I remember
think
that game. Yeah.
The Steelers scooped it up. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I do. They
scooped it up for the cover.
So, Scott, what the story was is that when I watch games and I'm losing bets, like yesterday in the Super Bowl, I just turn the channel. I can't even take it. For my health, like as you know, Scott, you've known me for a long time. I got a temper, and so I'm like a mobster. I'll start breaking things, cussing, storming, Bob Knight-esque, Tom Izzo. I start getting very angry. And to refrain from having a conniption or a heart attack or a stroke, which is unhealthy, Scotty Wetzel, yes. I turned the channel and watched a Liam Neeson movie last night. I couldn't take it. After the Garoppolo bomb and that horrible play calling by Kyle Shanahan, I had to change the channel.
That was just atrocious, you know, and I was pretty proud of myself as well because I ended up having Kansas City at the beginning of the year at 8.5-1 or 8.25-1, and I didn't hedge in the first round of the playoffs, didn't hedge in the second round of the playoffs, Scott. I didn't hedge in the first half. I really was like, okay, and then right around the third quarter and San Fran's leading by 10, I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm not going to win anything after having that bet the whole freaking year, right? And then I started hedging. And we all know what happened, and Kansas City obviously comes back and wins, and I end up basically pissing away half my winnings. And I never been more frustrated in winning than I was yesterday. But that Kyle Shanahan, back to your point, what just brutal, just absolutely brutal. And I'll tell you, the other thing that's kind of getting lost in the shuffle, and we could get into the Shanahan play calling, which you're right, is just awful.
Right.
That San Francisco defense, which was regarded as, you know, if not the best, certainly one of the best defenses in the NFL,
right.
They let Kansas City go down the field four times in that fourth quarter. First time they did pick them off, Mahomes, but second time touchdown, third time touchdown, and fourth time on the Damian Williams touchdown. So don't get it lost in the shuffle here that Kansas City defense, you know, with Bosa and everybody else being so great, let Kansas City move down the field four times in one quarter.
Yeah, I thought there not only was there I thought Bosa was great. I thought everyone else was hot garbage. I thought their secondary was embarrassing. And, I mean, I'll give you the Warner pick earlier in the game. But in the fourth quarter, it was landfill defense. It was really bad. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl, tonight's NBA, tonight's college rack, NHL, all with Scotty Wetzel back in Studio 34. Carver High and Pharrell, coast to coast.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast with Carver High, Scott Wetzel. Now, I might throw Scott Wetzel off right here and ask him a question if he remembers. This goes way back. Scotty, do you remember on my radio show at Howard Stern, do you remember, and he was there all the time with me doing the show, and he would be on the show all the time. Do you remember the NASCAR reporter that I had on my show called Captain Thunder? Do you remember that guy?
I think so. Name rings a bell a little bit. I think he was on one time
right,
with me
so,
when I filled in for you.
That's right, and he was like the greatest guy ever. So that we're doing the show in honor of him today. He died in a skiing accident on Saturday in front of his wife and children in a horrific crash skiing in the Appalachians. He was a dear friend of mine for three decades, one of my best friends in my entire life, and he used to do my radio show all the time. I thought maybe you knew him because you had worked with me for a long time at the Planet with No Oxygen, and he passed away on Saturday in a horrible skiing accident. So we're doing the show tonight in his honor, and it's great that you're on with us, Scotty, because you and I go way back, and I'm glad you're on with us today, not only on Coast to Coast, but in Game Live, as I'm honoring the legacy of my dear friend, John Boy Inc., a.k.a. Captain Thunder, with his horrific passing on Saturday in a skiing accident.
Man, that's, you know, I used to work at a ski lodge growing up way back when, and I've seen so many accidents, Scotty, and just people ask me, well, did you ever ski there, like at Great Gorge in upstate New Jersey? I'm like, no. I saw
right.
so many accidents, man. People just dying, people flying down these hills and just being cut off by other people. It's, that's sad.
Right.
You know, that's the last thing in the world, right? You know, kind of like Kobe, the last thing in the world you're thinking about when you're going to your girls' basketball
right.
game or you're going skiing is you're not going to come back alive. That's just a horrible news.
It's awful. He crashed into a snowmaking machine, night skiing, doing like 30 miles an hour, broke his neck, the whole deal. Yeah. They tried to revive him. They couldn't. What was worse was that his beautiful wife and beautiful daughter and son, she goes to Alabama. He's a 16-year-old in high school, just got his driver's license. They watched it. They saw it all happen, and it was just they tried to revive him. They couldn't. It was awful. And I'm still in shock and devastated from it. It's so horrible what's happened. But we're doing the show in his honor tonight. So in honor of that, I want you to, Scotty, I want you to hit every single NBA bet that you're going to make tonight for us. And we're going to preview those games now on Coast to Coast. And there's a slew of games. I just want to get the juice here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I think I got that right. 10 games. And let's start with the Dubs and Wizards in D.C. I'll tell you one thing. I think the both are terrible. But I actually, you know, because I know Beal, I give him love. But I actually think the Dubs have been playing a lot better basketball lately and, like, covering and winning games they're not supposed to win. Didn't they beat Cleveland the other night in Cleveland? I mean, Cleveland's now, like, they look – the Knicks and Cleveland might be the worst two teams in the league. And the Dubs may not, Scott, be the worst anymore.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a big slate of games, but the quality of the games, I will say, are not great, but they're on the table, so we can bet them, absolutely. I'd probably go with the over, right? I mean, you'd be crazy to bet an under these days in a Washington Wizards game, so with Beal being pissed off still that he didn't make the All-Star team, he got the snub. He's been on fire late. Look for a Beal over prop. I'm going to play him until the All-Star game because he's out for revenge. And I would go with the over 238 in the game. And if you wanted to pick a side, I guess Golden State. You know, Scott, they actually have – you're right. They actually have pretty good against the spread numbers. I was playing against them for the longest time, and they didn't – they've yet to go on this monster like 0-7 against the spread streak. They've yet to go more than three games in a row without covering a game. So you're getting six here. I don't think the Wizards should be favored by six over anybody, but I do like the over, and I would go with over Beal props in this game more than anything else.
They've covered the Dubs have covered in I think five of their last eight games. They're coming off the win over Cleveland. They don't win a lot. I mean, prior to that, I think they dropped five straight. But they've been covering. Now, in those five games, they struggled. They didn't cover in three of them. But prior to that, they had covered in three straight. And against good teams, I think Denver, Orlando, and at Portland, they covered in all of those and then didn't against the Jazz Pacers. Really good teams. They covered against the 76ers. So now they're playing this bad team, which is what they are, the Wizards. You think they cover that number tonight? Because I had it at... I had it at five. I took the five. I took the lumber with the Dubs.
Yeah, FanDuel's got it now at six, so it's a little more money, I guess, coming in on Washington. They are by the way, the Golden State 5-1 over, so if you like, again, the over with Washington, you know they want to score. Golden State's going to score a little bit as well. So one thing I can concern myself, Scotty, with Golden State is they seem to get up for the really good teams because that's a challenge for them. It presents an issue with them. And then these other teams, although they did beat Cleveland, as you mentioned the other night, but the Washingtons and those teams of the world, they don't come to play. And those other teams, I think, view Golden State a little bit more as an opportunity to win. But when they're playing a better team, the better teams kind of poo-poo Golden State, and Golden State gets the backdoor cover. So I would be, you know, I hate putting money on Washington, but I would be leery against going against with the Warriors having to basically win a game.
Okay, so when they – let's say the Warriors end up in a good draft position, which they should, right? Do you think they can get the kid out of Memphis somehow? And then, you know, the bottom line is, can you imagine if they end up – because they're going to get Curry back. They're going to get Klay back. And then imagine if they get a great draft pick that's a stud like Wiseman. Do you think that they could go – I mean, because Paschal's been really good. Green's still a really good player. He can't deny it. It's the rest of that team that's kind of been feeble. What do you think they do if they get a kick-ass player in the draft? Do they go back to being formidable and being one of the toughest teams in basketball?
Oh, I would think so. I would think so. And don't forget about Andre Iguodala. You know, right now he's property of Memphis, but he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And he's already put out a couple of inklings about how good Golden State could be next year. So don't be surprised to see him, you know, again, whatever Memphis does with him, they do with him. But don't be surprised to see him rejoin Golden State as well. I think they'd be one of the favorites. I really do. I would put him in the top two or three. I thought they had a halfway decent chance this year, Scott, to do well. But then Curry went down, and that was basically the end of that. But you add Weissman maybe to this group. And then, you know, figure out what they're going to do with the backcourt with D'Angelo Russell. You either keep him, you trade him.
Right.
Think about another great piece you could add to that team. Well, this team is going to be loaded. This team is going to be, I think, the best team in the West, to tell you the truth.
So do you think they move D'Lo? Because you've been hearing a lot about that. There's teams hot for him right now.
Yeah, listen, I guess it all depends on, obviously, right, what they could get for him. I wouldn't trade him. I think he's, you know, a good
I wouldn't
fit
either.
There. I mean, I think he's perfect for that team. Let him run the show, dish off to Curry, and you know, as long as he's willing to pass the basketball and get along with everyone, I don't know why you'd be so quick to move him, to tell you the truth.
Do you think that Knicks tonight in Cleveland, they're getting upwards of, you know, it's one and a half in a couple houses. What do you think of the Knicks' chances going into Cleveland? Because honestly, that Cleveland team is really, I mean, the Knicks are bad. I mean, they're awful. They stink. But the Cavs are atrocious, Scotty.
Yeah, that's, well, you got to be real desperate to put American money on that game. I mean, two awful teams. But think about this, though, Scotty. Is Cleveland really going to lose? And they might. But is Cleveland going to lose back-to-back home games to Golden State in the Knicks? I mean, my, you talk
yes.
about hitting the bottom of the barrel. That's,
yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Are.
All right, you know what? They might. They just might. And the Knicks got a nice win their last time out. I would side with the under. Knicks are very weird. If you look at their against the spread numbers for over and unders, They're streaky. They'll go 5-6 games under, then they'll go 5-6 games over. Then they'll go back to 5-6 games under. They seem to be on a little bit of an under roll here. It's tough going under in a Cavaliers game, but maybe I would side with that. But yeah,
but
that
I mean, they have literally, but they've covered in like 6 of 8 games, the Knicks. I know the number's only one, but you beat the Pacers in Indy at the Fieldhouse. How do you not follow that up with a W against that crappy team in Cleveland?
Because you could probably count, and I'll look here, you could probably count on one hand how many times the Knicks have won back-to-back road games. And I'm venturing to guess that has not happened at all this year. So, and I don't even know how many times they've won back-to-back road games, period, right? I mean, it can't be that
ever.
Many. They only got a handful of wins this
ever.
Year. Yeah, ever. Not since Dolan has owned the team anyway. So I'm not going to get in front of that train. I'll go under, and if you put a gun to my head, give me the cadavers. I'll take Cleveland, knowing that.
Oh man, that's a dangerous way to make a living. Dallas and Indiana at the Fieldhouse again. Now they're coming off the embarrassing loss to the Knicks. It's unbelievable to me. They got Oladipo back, and you lose to the Knicks. Is there something wrong all of a sudden? Do they got a hiccup going on in early February, or will they handle their business against Dallas? No Doncic tonight. He's out for, you know, a couple weeks now again with the ankle. Is that the same ankle that he sprained before?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Now, the question
is... So he just keeps having problems with it.
Yeah. And you would think, you know, as we get closer and closer to the All-Star break, maybe Dallas says, you know what, if we keep him out until the All-Star break, then he doesn't have to play in the All-Star game, and now he gets an extra, basically, week off. So that would be a bit of a concern. Dallas is a strange team, though, Scott. They're much, much, much better on the road than they are at home. But, again, I would take Indiana, though, despite that, because Luka might not play. Wasn't going to play. And same thing why I would take Cleveland. If you're Indiana, you would think you'd have to rally the troops here after getting embarrassed at home. I expect a monster, monster effort out of the Pacers tonight. So I actually like Indiana a lot tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like the Pacers, and I'm laying I got it originally at 4. It was my top play on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Now, and that number's moved to 5, 5.5 in some places. Orlando and Charlotte in Charlotte. I actually took the Magic on the road here and middled it. I think the Hornets can cover the number at 4.5 at home. But I like the Magic to win the game on the road. What do you think there?
The Magic have been one of my teams. I actually bought a future on them last year. At the All-Star break, they were actually playing great basketball, and I had a future on them to win it all. So I've been following them, you know, a little more closer, and I got a future on them this year. I like that team. They haven't played as good as I thought they would. I really thought they were going to take that next step. But I do like Orlando, and I play them every opportunity I can get them as an underdog, even on the road. So give it a Magic tonight, Kevin.
All right, we got 6 more six-pack of NBA games to hit and College Rack, NHL. We're doing it all. Scott Wetzel in Midtown Manhattan. Carver High's here with me. It's Pharrell Coast to Coast, baby.
Hey. NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
So, Carver, hi. I'm rocking the Popcorners White Cheddar with you in the middle of the break, busting off several handfuls. That is one of the great inventions of all time, the Popcorners White Cheddar. Strong effort by those people.
Look, you were definitely pounding it down pretty good during the break. A little bit more than me. I'm not trying to get too involved. The last thing I need is to start getting white cheddar all over me here while we're sitting at the sports book. So I'm going to stay off a little bit of it, but you were going pretty good with it, right?
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to get any on that on my
Master's.
You got
that nice jacket on. You don't want to wreck that.
I don't want to get any. Now, Wetzel can't get involved in the white cheddar chips, but I will say he's involved with the NBA tonight. We got six more to talk about. You were right about one thing, Scotty, that the games are atrocious, but this one I think is decent. And, you know, I was on the air, remember Carver High on Friday night saying I play more basketball than Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
He's out again with the knee, and he went down with Beal in a heap the other night. And, of course, the Wizards beat him. And if Kyrie was in the game, the Nets would have won the game. Now they're in no sleep till tonight in Brooklyn, taking on Devin Booker and the Suns. I actually, you know, I took the Nets, Scott, and laid the deuce. But I have to tell you that I have absolutely no faith in them in this game. I actually am scared to death of the Suns in this game. I think Phoenix can actually win this game. But I took the Nets. I won't deny I took the Nets. I rolled the dice.
I'm surprised because you don't like Kyrie, and neither do I, and I think this is a great spot for the Nets. Nets have played a ton of games without him this year, and they have a winning record. They played better without him than with him. You're getting a good number because he's not playing. It's down to two and a half, depending on where and when you do your shopping. You got a Suns team, Scott, that's coming into town here in New York. They've lost five of their last seven straight up against the spread. I know they had a nice little run there for a while, but they've kind of come back to the pack and been the Phoenix Suns. So I really do believe, for whatever reason, this Nets team does not want Kyrie around. I don't think Kyrie wants to be around. And I think the rest of the guys, it's addition. This is a classic case of addition by subtraction. I think the Nets are a very strong play today at home.
Well, I took them, but I got to tell you, they never get it done. They haven't covered, three times in their last 10 games?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they barely win. I think they've got three wins in that stretch.
Yeah, three.
Same thing as the spread. They're, they're just terrible. I've heard all I can take about, Dinwiddie and Harris and Allen. I like those guys. I was on the air with you last week here on Coast to Coast and In-Game Live telling you I won't be surprised at all if they move on from Kenny Atkinson. He looks like a guy that just looks tired to me. Like, in my view, I know they talk highly about him, everybody loves him, and all this other nonsense. I'm not buying that. He looks like a guy that they don't listen to.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. I think this is the Kyrie Irving situation. He's just a black – you talk about a black cloud. I thought I had a black cloud. You know, he couldn't be a leader in Cleveland when LeBron left. He couldn't be a leader in Boston, you know, and he's not a leader here either. I just – like I said, I don't know if it's Kenny or if it's Kyrie or if it's the mixture or if it was, you know, up in Boston. But wherever Kyrie goes – he is clearly the super or the Batman, not the Superman. So, you know, or the Robin, not the Batman. But again, with him not there though, Scotty, tonight. I know Brooklyn 3-7 straight up and against the spread last 10. But I think there's a cloud cover that gets lifted when they know he's not playing, he's not hogging a basketball, and he's not trying to will his way on this team.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. They're not getting rid of him.
No,
next year he's going to be playing with KD, and then no one else will touch the ball ever. I have buddies that I play basketball with, and these two dudes are on this one team in my league, and we got letters from the teammates, literally got letters from them saying, These two clowns never come out of the game, and they never pass the ball to anyone except themselves. So they go back and forth to each other, and they shoot every time. They never get anyone else involved, and they never sit. They burn the whole game, 44 minutes, whatever it is, and they and they're that's exactly what I think Kyrie and KD are going to be like next year. It's going to be a two-man show in Brooklyn, but it's so far away, it makes me sick. Let's talk about Philly and Miami, though.
Let me just
that's
add this
the
one
game
thing.
Of the night.
Let me just add one thing, Scott, real quick. You know, we talked about Golden State, you know, Adam Weissman. I can't help but think, and I thought this from the beginning of the year, that Kyrie, you know, he's about winning championships. So say what you want about him, but he realizes it's title or bust. I think he realized if they don't make the playoffs this year, they get a high draft choice, they add on another star player out of college, then they got themselves a real team.
I'll believe it when I see it. I've been hearing about how great they are for the last couple of years living here like you are, and it just hasn't come to fruition. Although I did go to see him play, and I enjoyed it. I went to a packed night a couple years ago. I think it was I saw Anthony Davis have 44 and a triple-double. And Rondo also had a triple-double that night. And the Pels won in double overtime over the Nets at the Barclays Center. And I had a great time at the game, and I thought it was fantastic. Because I wouldn't walk around a corner, really, to see him like the Knicks and Nets. To me, it's just a nightmare going. But I went, and I enjoyed it. And that was when they didn't have those guys. They didn't have that was when, like, Dinwiddie was the star player on the team. And now, you know, it's amazing to me that they don't get LeVert more involved in this offense and let him do his thing. I think they just aren't – frankly, I hate to say it, I don't think they're coached well. They don't get enough involved. Allen's not involved enough. Harris doesn't shoot well because he doesn't get involved enough, so his looks are bad. Philly and Miami – in South Beach, laying 2.5. It opened at 3.5. I grabbed Philly with the 3.5. Now, remember, everybody was selling me Carver High. Do you remember Smitty and KW selling me that, you know, Philly owns the Celtics? But I made money on the Celtics over the weekend, kicking the Sixers around like garbage. And now Philly's going to Miami. I think they're going to play a lot better tonight against Miami than they did against Boston. I'm going to take the number. I got it at 3.5. I don't like it as much at 2.5 because I still took the Heat to win the game. So I'm middling it with the 3.5, Scott.
Not bad. That's a strange line, Scott. Philadelphia is one of the worst road teams out of playoff teams. You know, 9-17 on the road, and now they're playing Miami, which has just two losses all season at home. I really thought this line was going to be closer to 4.5, maybe 5. Maybe it's just the respect that Philadelphia has. Miami's been a 500 team over the last 8-7 over the last 3 weeks or so. Maybe that's part of it, but. Well, I tell you what, give me a lousy road team, 9-17 in Philly, and I get a great, great, great home team in Miami. Laying only 2.5, I like the Heat here. It's hard not to lay. I'm impressed that you would go with Philadelphia here. I am, because you're having them to win a basketball game, which they've not been able to do on the road this year. I'll take my chances with Miami getting a home win. I'll lay the 2.5.
All right, so Boston and Atlanta in the ATL at the Hub. I called it the Hub because I used to call games there, NHL games there. It's been a long time since they played hockey in Atlanta after they left for Pharrellepeg. Now it's just NBA only, and bad NBA at that. Boston here, I got it at 5.5. It's at 5.5 in some houses, 5 in others. I'm all over the Celtics here. I'm not buying that the Hawks are going to be able to dance with that lineup and the scoring that they get from so many different players. Who do you like there tonight, Scotty? Boston, or do you think Atlanta and Trae Young hang?
I'll lay the 5 and change with the Celtics. Celtics are one of the best against the spread records in the NBA. Hawks coming off a nice upset win over Philadelphia this past week. I think that's going to open the eyes of Boston people and say, all right, we got to take this game a little seriously, maybe more so than they'd gotten blown out by 20 points or so and just kind of poo-poo this game. I think you're going to get a good effort by Boston tonight. High-scoring game. But give me the Celtics basically to win the basketball game. I don't worry about, laying points. Let's say it gets like 6, 7, 8, 9. Then you worry. But if it's like 5.5 or even 6 really or less, give me the team that I think is going to win, and I'll take my chances they cover. And you got to, obviously like Boston versus Atlanta on the surface. So give me the Celtics tonight.
What about the totals in those two games, the 212 in Miami and the 230? 231, you got it at 230 and a hook, 231, high of 231 and a hook in the game in Atlanta. What do you think of those, the 212 in Miami and the 230-ish, 231 in Atlanta?
I'll start with the Atlanta one, second one first. Celtics 8-15 under on the road. I don't think they're going to want to get into a track meet with Atlanta. So it's a big number for a Celtics game, one of their biggest numbers all year. I think Boston and Brad Stevens is going to like slow the basketball down. So I like the under on that one. I like the under on the first one as well. I kind of like the under on a lot of these games tonight, which is rare to say in the NBA these days. But I think that's going to be like a playoff atmosphere, that Philadelphia-Miami game. And that tends to lead to a little bit more defense. Anytime I can get a number at like 210, 212, that raises the flag for me because we all know there's been nothing but scoring. And if that's the number, then that tells me the boys in Vegas / Jersey think this is going to be a tight, you know, competitive game, which means, you know, 105, 100, not 115, 110. So give me the under on both those.
All right, so Detroit, Memphis off Beale Street. I got it at 6.5. I took the Grizzlies and laid it. It was my number two pick of the night. That number quickly jumped to 9 and 9.5. Do you think they can cover that kind of lumber?
This is one of my favorite trends. I told you that, I think, the first day you're on with us. Detroit game, this is really remarkable. It really is. They played 51 games this year, Detroit. The winning team in Piston games, 48-2-1. Against the spread. So if you like Memphis to win, you bet Memphis and don't worry what the number is. If you think the Pistons are going to cover, don't. You better either bet the Pistons on the money line at plus 350 or bet Memphis laying the 10. I mean, 51 games, Scott, and the winning team has covered 48 with one push thrown in there. That is really amazing.
All right, so we got two more games to hit in the NBA, and then we'll hit those three college rack games and three NHL games. The two left are Minnesota Sacktown to the Golden One in San Antonio and the Clippers in Stables in Lipstick City. Carver Hyde's with me, Scotty Wetzel back in Midtown Manhattan. It's Pharrell, coast to coast. Go with us.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Hi, Scott Wetzel's in Midtown Manhattan. We're at FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands in Jersey. We still got a couple of games, Scotty, to hit. Carver Hyde's with us as well. Minnesota and Sacktown at the Golden One in Sacramento. And I got to tell you, Carver Hyde, you got a nice prop going tonight with Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I'm going Buddy Hield tonight. He's been hitting the three lately, a lot of threes. And five of the last seven, he's gone over four or more. The number's 3.5 tonight with the threes. I'm going to take the over at plus 100. Hopefully we get a little hot with Buddy here tonight with the three ball.
Scotty, what do you think of that game? And it's at basically 225 and a hook, 226, 226 and a hook I'm seeing, and then Sacramento laying 1.5. I will tell you, I got it originally when it was 1.5. I took the Kings and laid it. It was my sixth play tonight on PharrellOnTheBench.com. What did you do in this one?
I took the over. This is one of my stronger over trend plays of the night. Kings 10-1 over their last 11 games. So they have been scoring. Minnesota, you know, Scotty and Mike, they love to score as well. Don't think Minnesota's going to go in there and try and slow the tempo down. Minnesota Teacups have lost 11 straight. Boy, you talk about a train wreck. They are 0-10 or 0-11 straight up, 1-10 against the spread. Sacramento's not that much better at 3-7, but at least they're 3-7. At least they're at home. I would like Sacramento as well, -1.5. But I played the over because of that 10-1 over. And you got a team, like you said, like Minnesota that has no fear of running up and down the court. This has got, you know, 135, 115 written all over it to me. So over the 230 or 225 and out. I think that number is actually pretty low. I'm surprised this game wasn't in the 230s, to tell you the truth.
I'm surprised, honestly, how bad Minnesota is and what's happened to them, to be honest with you. I still think Sacramento is fun to watch play ball. I like De'Aaron Fox. I like Buddy Hield. And there's a lot of pieces on that team that I still like watching them fill it up. San Antonio and the Clippers at Staples in Lipstick City, the last game on the NBA docket tonight. It opened at 10, and I grabbed it. I think the Clippers win the game, but I actually like the way the Spurs have been playing lately, Scott. And I took the 10 spot, and I'm middling it, and I got to tell you, they're, you know, in my view, they're playing a little bit better. I think they've caught 5 of their last 8, and they've been covering like crazy. I think 6 of their last 8 they've covered in, so I'm going to take them again.
Yeah, it's the second biggest underdog they've been all year, so I'm surprised. I know the Clippers are great, 20-5 at home. Only 4 games, though, over 500, but that's still, you know, not too bad for the Clippers. And they are 8-5 against the spread, are the Clips laying 9 points or more. So they have shown the propensity to be able to cover these big numbers. But I agree with you. I took San Antonio as well. They've been playing a little bit better late, not great. But they're playing well, you know, for Popovich and before the All-Star break kicks in. First of a monster 8-game road trip for San Antonio. 4 before the All-Star break and then 4 afterwards. If that means anything to you. But I like getting even to 9 still. Much better at 10, but even to 9, I'll take San Antonio plus the 9.
Yeah, they've been in games, so I think they'll be in this game. Now, look, the Clippers could rock them. They're capable. We all know what they're like. They, you know, they're solid, and especially if they get all the engines going. If Kawhi's playing and George is playing, I don't know if they're both going because the, you know, they constantly take nights off.
You know, they
then,
did
college.
They whacked them, Scott. I'll say they San Antonio split the first 2 games, and
right.
Both were close. You know, they only lost by 7 the 1 game. And then the Clippers said, okay, we want to be the Clippers. And they played them again in L.A. about 2 months ago, and they crushed them by like 25 points. I think that maybe kind of got that out of their system, and maybe now San Antonio has a little mental edge of like, all right, we got crushed by 30 the last time we were here. Let's show ourselves a little bit better.
So college basketball tonight, Scott, there's only 3 games of note. I'm not getting into all these other ones. They're pathetic. I just can't get excited about any of those games. So the games that I'm talking about, you know what they are. North Carolina and Florida State, Baylor and Kansas State, and Texas at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence against KU. So let's start with Florida State and North Carolina. The Heels on the road. They've been awful all season. Going to Tallahassee to take on the Noles, and it opened at 9.5. It's moved to 8.5. I got to tell you, it's so obvious to me that it seems like a game that, you know, the Noles are going to kill them, and that'll be that. But there's no way I think the whole night's going to go that way with these 3 great games, that it's all going to be so predictable and easy to hit, and it's all going to be automatic. I don't think that's going to be the case at all. I actually am going to go Onion City, and I'm going to take the points, the 9.5 that I got when it opened with the Heels. Suddenly they've played a little bit better in the last couple of days that they've been out on the floor for themselves. They've looked a lot better after they've been atrocious. I think they're going to be in this game tonight. I could be wrong. I think Florida State still wins the game, but I think the North Carolina covers.
It's funny, you know, it's funny how 2 gamblers can look at the same game and see different angles, because I think just – I think like you, but on the opposite end. I think they're begging to take North Carolina here. I really do. You know, North Carolina is by far the public team, whether Cole Anthony was with them or not with them, and he is back with them.
Right.
But I mean, the average bettor is saying, I can get North Carolina plus 8.5, 9. You know, give me, you know. So this reminds me of your smart play with the Dookie Pukies on Saturday, whereas everybody right. that we spoke with said, give me Syracuse. They're playing great. They won 5 in a row, blah, 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 right? And then Duke ends up winning and covering basically from start to finish. I got a feeling this is going to be the same way, Scotty. I think everyone's going to be on North Carolina, nationally televised game. Cole Anthony's back. It's a monster number. And I don't like this Florida State team at all. They never win these big-time games, but generally on the road. At home, I got a funny feeling they're going to pull away and they're going to cover this game. But I do like the over 145. I think with Anthony back, I think they're going to go up and down the court. I think that place is going to be rocking, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Well, look, North Carolina's covered in 3 of 4. They lost to BC 71-70, but like I said, they've been in these games. They beat Miami. They went to Raleigh and beat North Carolina State. And you know, then you lose the tight game to BC at home. That was embarrassing. But They've been in every one of those games. So I'm just thinking there's a chance that they could be in the game. Now let me ask you about Baylor. So Baylor, they just continue to impress. Everybody talks about they're going to finally bend over and lose and stop and everything else. They keep saying that about San Diego State as well. Baylor's going to Manhattan tonight against K-State. Is this the dangerous game? Because when it opened up, it was at 7, and now you can get it at 6.5. I think they cover both those numbers. I think Baylor is just too much for K-State.
I think so as well. The only little caveat is Kansas State has beat them the last 5 times they played, if that means anything. But maybe that'll just give Baylor. Yeah, me neither, really. If it was like 15-1, maybe, but that would just give Baylor that much more incentive to be, you know, extra pumped up for this game. So it took me a long time, Scott, to buy into Baylor. It really has. But you know what? They come up with an impressive win after impressive win after an impressive win. So it's a big number. I don't like that. Again, nationally televised game. This is going to be Kansas State's championship, but they're 6-5, only K-State at home. Not a great Bruce Weber team. So give me Baylor, and I'll lay the points, and hopefully they cover.
All right. Kansas never loses at the Allen Fieldhouse in big games, and here's another one tonight. Texas comes calling, and that number opened up at 15, and I grabbed it. I think Kansas wins the game. They'll get every call. But I'm going to take the fat number and roll the dice. They covered in their last two against TCU and Iowa State. And you know, all the games with LSU were close. The only game they looked bad at was the West Virginia game. When they played Kansas at home, they lost to them by 9. Here they are getting 15 on the road. What do you think happens there?
Well, that's a big number, isn't it? I mean, that is a monster number because I wanted to play Kansas. You know, Texas had no business beating TCU. I saw some of the highlights of that game. They were hitting threes at the buzzer from 40 feet in the final 3 minutes to win. They were trailing against Iowa State the whole way. They come back late and they win. Maybe both those games give them a little bit of moxie, but I'm going to throw a small little play on Kansas at home. It's a big number. You know, I'm siding towards not playing it, but it's one of the few, as you mentioned, good college basketball games on the slate today. So I'll take my chances. Kansas wins and covers the big number late.
All right, so Carver High, I wanted to ask you about these three hockey games tonight getting set to go at 7, two of them, and then 7:30, the game with Philadelphia playing in Detroit against the Wings. Panthers Leafs at 7 in Toronto. And also at 7, Stars and Rangers at the world's most famous. Rangers hosting at the Garden tonight. Carver High, who do you like in these games? Start with that Panthers-Leafs game. I went Leafs there.
Yeah, I actually like the over in this game. These two teams played a 8-4 game a couple of weeks ago down in Florida. I'm looking for the same kind of game tonight. Love the over for 6.5. I'm actually playing Jonathan Huberdeau to score at +210. I'm going to get involved there, too. Maybe John Tavares with an assist prop as well. A lot of scoring in this game. That's where I'm.
Who won that 8-4 game?
The Panthers won the game.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's why I like Huberdeau. He had a goal and assist against them a couple weeks ago.
So I can see him winning in Sunrise, but up in Toronto, I think the Leafs return the favor.
Just give me goals.
I can live with that. Stars, Rangers. I'm going to take the Stars on the road here. I think the Rangers have been playing tough, but I just, you know, flat out, I think the Stars are deeper and better.
Yeah, Stars are deeper and better. Rangers have been good at home. They've had a couple of, you know, easier teams come in lately. Now they got a tough Star team. Like the under in this game. Like the Stars. I've been chasing Jamie Benn lately to score a goal. I'm going to try him one more time here. I'm getting him at +240 tonight to score. So Jamie Benn to fill the net.
All right, Flyers, first of all, they're playing in Detroit. Second of all, they have cleared Gritty of assault charges. Remember they tried to pin an assault on a 13-year-old kid at one of the games? He's getting a little violent. But what do you think there? Gritty's off the hook, and then they're playing in Detroit tonight. Detroit's awful.
Yeah, I like the Flyers in this game. I'm actually taking an under 1.5 in the first period tonight, Scott, at -106, and I'm taking the Flyers in the first period at +125. Looking for 1-0 Flyers after one.
All right, Scotty Wetzel will join us on Game Time Live at 7 Eastern, 7 to 9 Eastern, game in-game live. And then Game Time Decisions coming up right now with your boy, Gabe Morenci, right here from the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Meadowlands. I'll see you at 7 Eastern. Get ready for in-game live. We're going to be rolling it heavy tonight. It's Pharrell with Carver High and Wetzel, coast to coast.